Hey friends, it's the 19th of October, and I'm going to share with you a short Bible study today out of Psalm 22. This is a prayer of David, and the beginning of it is also a prayer of Jesus, and I think you might recognize this. This is David that is talking about great suffering, and these are words that Jesus said on the cross, the very first verse of this psalm, Psalm 22. It is full, Psalm 22, of things that foreshadow what's going to happen to Jesus. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Do you remember those words of Jesus on the cross? Those words come directly out of Psalm 22. David had written this in a song in his despair. Jesus, who would have known the scriptures inside and out, repeated this. Jesus showing his total humanity when God turned his back on his son in order for Jesus to take the sin of the world. No longer was he God in that moment, 100% God, 100% man, but he was in that moment man, saying, God, why have you forsaken me? You know, I think that we get so sterilized with our prayers, and we get so worried about offending God, of not really telling God how we feel. You know, David told God how he felt. Why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning? Oh God, I cry out to you by day, but you do not answer. By night, and I am not silent. And so we've got David and Jesus both who prayed a prayer saying, God, I feel like you've left me. I feel like you've forgotten me. I know that we've all felt that way before, that God has left us, but I think sometimes we hold back when talking to God. I think that God wants our honest prayers. And in those times of crying out to God, I think it's important that we show God that we're desperate and we cry out to him in desperation, and he's not going to get mad at us for saying, God, I feel like you left me. We have to keep in mind, though, that we serve a God who loves us, and we have to come back around. And if you read David's Psalms, he comes back around all the time. He can start a psalm moaning and complaining and just really lamenting on life and his situation. And then you read these psalms and you see that David still gets it. He still gets that God is sovereign, that God is in control, that God loves him. I encourage you when you read the psalms to see how David is so brutally honest in how he feels. But he still knows who God is and he knows God's character. Let's pray together. Lord, in my times of anguish, in my times of despair, I want to feel comfortable crying out to you. I know that you can take it. I know that you desire my transparency. You know how I feel already, but Lord, there's something about me confessing that to you. Lord, may I be real with you, honest with you. May I wrestle with those things that I don't understand, but Lord, I always want to come back around the way David did. And I always want to recognize who you are. So today, Father, I don't understand the hurt that I have in my life. I don't understand why some of these things that I'm going through them, but I also know that you do understand. I do know that nothing outside happens outside you allowing it to. And so because of that, I choose to surrender it to you. God, whatever my friends are going through today, would you deliver us? Would you deliver us, and we will give you praise. But Father, I commit to you that I will speak honestly to you. I won't try to hide how I'm feeling. I won't try to hide my sin, because I know that you want authenticity from me, because that is a sign of a true relationship. Honest communication, Lord. I want to honestly communicate with you. Thank you for hearing my cries for help, for hearing me when I cry out in anguish and when I don't understand. I want to draw closer to you in prayer. Thank you for that opportunity. Amen.